from the 2017 in review. Were there any questions when we talked about the past? Mary Riley.
I actually don't have a question about the past. I just wondered, how many pledging members do we have now?
That's a great question. This year we have 83 pledging members, with about, as we said, about 24, 25 that are currently attending regularly, currently giving, but that did not pledge. So if you put those two things together, we're at about 108. But we only had 83 that submitted pledges. Last year we had 110. Previous year, 113. Good question. Other questions? Oh, there's a bowl over on one of the tables to drop the surveys in, or you can drop it. Drew has the bowl, or you could drop them on the table as you're leaving the church. Yes?
Yeah. Give me a mic. I just wanted to say that sometimes when you're on staff at a church and you start talking budget and salaries, can I just say I love the people that are here on staff, and every dime we spend is a blessing. So hear that.
Jonathan, did you turn the recorder back on? Sorry about that. I'll stay away from Jonathan. Questions? And if you want to look at the budget for 2018, we'll open it up to that. We can still go back, but what questions do you have? Or comments?
I don't have a question, but we were talking about as a congregation, we give out, we help, and we're disciples. We just hate this thing. Anyway, we've had two hurricanes this year. And as most of you know, we live out in the bushes. And after both hurricanes, the first one, Sean... I'm sorry, I can't talk. Sean and Jonathan came out, and they worked a whole day cleaning our yard. And then the second one, we had gone out of town during the hurricane, and when we came back, that was on a Friday, and on a Saturday, the whole youth group showed up, and there was not a leaf left in our yard. And I guess I'm just saying thank you, because this is a reaching out church, and people, that's right, and the body of Christ, everybody's working together, and I think if you see something in here that you can do, then, hey, just go do it. Sign up.
Yes.
Would it result in any cost savings if we went to one service?
No. We've got lots of feedback both ways on that. We've got people who would love to do that more often and people that would love not to do that more often. So that's an ongoing discussion. We're going to continue to do it periodically, but for time of day, for work schedules, the electricity's on.
To follow up with the one service, what about talent and people burning out because there's only so many people in ministry?
What about talent and people burning out? I think that's more a factor of we don't have enough volunteers for ministry, so the few that are doing it, because if you're doing it one Sunday a month, you're okay. But if you're doing it every Sunday, that's where the burnout is. But you're right, it could take an edge off if the volunteer level stays low, one service might help that.
Are you going to do sabbatical in July?
In July, we're going to do, where we do a month of sabbatical where we have fewer programs going on and we do all together services for those 4 weeks. Yes, we will be doing it in July. That's the current ministry plan, though. Correct? Yeah. Other questions?
Do you want me to? Bill, I'm fine with one service a week. I'm sorry, you're going to take
if you didn't hear Jim, he said, I'm fine with one service a week as long as it's at 8:30.
As long as they don't serve communion. Yes, they said that.
There you go. I like that. Oh,
yeah. Before people leave, I want to say one more thing. John, hold on for a sec. We got a significant gift. We are wrapping up right now, but we received a significant gift from a longtime parishioner's estate. Marjorie Ramsey was beloved, and the large gift that we received that's in the special operating came from her estate. Church of the Redeemer was so important to her, and so we as vestry wanted to acknowledge the generous heart that she lived out for her 90 lots of years. And we're seeking to honor the Lord's desires and her heart's desires for those gifts as we use them in the upcoming year and years. But I want to give thanks to Marjorie Ramsey and her faith, because that's where that special gift came from. I wanted y'all to know that.
Say the thing about online giving, or you want me to?
Oh, was that in the back?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Do we have any final questions? Okay, the last thing, I'm just going to do it quickly. Appendix D, turn to the back of your page. People have asked about online giving. We've looked into solutions, and they all cost money. So what we're trying to encourage you to do, if you want to give online, no matter what bank you use, I think every bank has an online giving, and it's free at almost all banks, so ask. But here's step-by-step instructions on how to give online, where you can give one time or you can set it up for monthly giving. And your bank will send a check to us. It won't cost you any money, but it makes it easier for those that don't use checks. I had a young couple say, we don't have checks, but we want to give regularly. That would make it a lot easier for us because we don't go to the bank a lot to get cash. So if you have any questions, but encourage others to do this as well. If you have any questions, vestry members for the next few weeks will be wearing red lanyards, as will the ushers. So if you talk to the ushers, their name tags say vestry member. Grab them. They're here to serve you. Pay attention to the bulletin board, to the needs there. And thank you for your partnership in God's work. Let's just close with the doxology one more time, and then we're done. Please stand.
Give us a note.
Praise God from
whom all blessings flow. Praise below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
And remember, in Sundays to follow, when you see the Ethiopian congregation coming through, they may have somebody who hasn't been here before. You can guide them to their room or make sure you say hello to them.